So, like your mom was even saying, the visit was like a game changer. We don't have to use those kind of words, but you've been to USC, yeah. All right? And even when they didn't really pay that much attention to you that last time, you said it was you really liked what you saw. Yeah. So what was different this time?
The coach's involvement to see me. I felt like I was a priority.
Yeah.
And also when I went through meetings and we talked offense and like how his offense would be run, Harold explained basically how he basically just showed me his tape of his old team of Texas.
Okay.
And he was like, he gave me also drops and explained to me what I would do and what my role would be. And
what is your role?
He said I would be a Z or an X.
Okay.
And the fact that his offense is basically air raid, the fact that my role could be an X or a Z in an air raid offense, mm-hmm. is a huge opportunity for me.
Okay. How do they make you feel like a priority? Is it just something you just feel, you can't explain it, or is there just stuff they were doing that you were noticing that made you feel that way?
It's the energy. I could sense their energy, and I could just tell that a coach is interested in me because the way Colbert was talking to me and how he never left my side, I mean, it felt like home.
Okay. Is there stuff that's – all right. Actually, you were starting to tell me about Clay Helton, and he has a presentation. I know he does, yeah. with all you guys. And everybody says that there's not one trip they go on that anybody else does anything like it.
Yeah.
Talk about that, what you experienced, what you heard, what you saw.
Basically, he went over his presentation on how guys with my skill level, he puts on a plan to graduate in 3 years. And he explained to me that I take summer classes. The thing that impressed me the most was he said, this program isn't for anybody. But if you're the right fit, you'll know. And that was real. That was really real to me, and it was honest because
yeah.
a lot of programs aren't for a lot of people. And the fact that he said that to me was definitely game-changing because, you know, he was real and truthful with me.
Okay, so I've heard that people, it's hard for people to believe that Clay Helton's can possibly be that nice of a person, like a genuinely right. nice, and you were one of those.
Yeah.
Talk about like, where, why you fought the way you fought, and what changed it.
Basically, so what happened was the first time I went up there, he ran up to me, smiled, he picked me up off the ground and gave me a hug and twisted me around, okay. and the entire time he was saying hi to my mom, and I was like thinking like this could be fake love, like. Maybe he's just doing that just to get me to go here. And then I talked with Josh Jackson, the commit.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, is he really like this? Is he really this nice? And he was, yeah, he is. And then I watched his, you know, watched him operate a practice. And, you know, he was rough, but when he talked to the players, he was the same way he was with me.
Okay.
And so this weekend when we went up, he was the same person every single time. So I was impressed because, we'll just put it this way.
Yeah.
I was impressed because he just kept the same attitude and the same, like, posture every time with his attitude, yeah.
Wow. By the way, that photo, that black and white photo, that was pretty hard, that photo.
Yeah. Their photos
are great. Was that a last second, like, thing that came together? Like, let's just all take the picture together? Or was that planned all along?
So Carrie basically... He told me to, what was it? He said, be ready for a good photo shoot. And okay. I was like, okay, pretty sure I'm just going to put on this stuff. Yeah. And he comes out with a baseball bat, and he comes out with a jersey. And he goes, which one do you want? And I go, I'll take the jersey. And he goes, you know, stand right here. Let's get this photo shoot going. So I was like, okay. And he was like, Bryce on it right there, Josh on it right there.
Yeah.
Pose, and came out looking hard, so I was like, I'm just gonna take these pictures.
You know, I gotta admit, like, that was pretty. I was like, damn, that's
really good. Yeah.
All right, so USC, the school, is there stuff like where it's located, the campus? Did you Have you been around enough to know what you're getting into?
Yeah, like I said, again, it felt like home. Being a Cali kid, you kind of know what to expect from Cali. So the weather down there was perfect. I mean, the campus life was perfect.
Okay.
Just the society overall, like the energy going on over there, it was like you wanted to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So they got some pretty good women's track team.
Oh yeah, that too.
Athletes too. I can't. Because of the or, you know, anyway. All right. So you're going to go back for an official at some point. Have they figured that one out for you yet?
I think I'll be going their bye week.
Okay.
Their bye week.
How was this trip different than Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Oregon, Washington? They all do a really good job.
Yeah.
You know, they're all really good at what they do. But was there something that was just way different? At USC?
The fact that Coach Helton was more involved. Because at Washington, Coach Peterson, he was very involved. At Oklahoma, Riley was also very involved. But Coach Helton, he sat me down, had a presentation ready to go.
Yeah.
Talked with my family for like 40 minutes about life and my goals in college.
You got Bryce Young, who you've gotten to know now. How does that factor into any of this? Because, you know, you start building a relationship with a quarterback.
Yeah.
At a school that you're interested in, does it play any part?
I definitely do. He's a great quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, you see it on tape. See it on his film. So he's also a really good guy. He can be quiet at times, but he's mostly outgoing. And just overall good dude.
Okay.
I like to surround myself with good energy.
You plan on majoring in anything? Do you have that a thought in mind for that?
Well, I like arguing, so political science.
Boom. That's what I majored in.
Yeah. Or communications. Like that.
They have a great school for that.
Yeah, it's number one.
That's what if I'd have gone to USC, that's probably what I would have done.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not going to keep you any longer, but baseball, when do you start that? That doesn't need to be.